Neshama Lechem Sefirot friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim, in the union of Ataras Chasanim and Klei Shir. This is the seventh Shir. We've already seen Niflos, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Mitaras Hashem. And now we're going to get back to the Shitas HaRambam that we spoke about at length in the first Shir, and we mamish blitzkrieg the Rambam with Kashis. The Mishnah says in Soita, Mishabot Sanhedrin, Botel Hashem, Yibes HaMishtois, that from the Bidol of Sanhedrin, there was no longer Shir in the party houses. Mar brings the pasuk v'shirleish to Yain, Gittin Zayin Amit Aleph. They sent him our Ukva. How do we know Zemer is Aser? So he wrote in the pasuk at Yisrael Gil Ka'amim, a pasuk in Hosea that you're not allowed to have Zemer. And then the Gemara asks, so what about the pasuk v'shirleish to Yain? The pasuk quoted by the Mishnah in Saita. And the Gemara says, no. For from there, you would have just thought from a kli that it's Aser to hear Shir from a kli, but the puma with the mouth, it's mutter. It's kamash malan. So in other words, kumtais, that the v'shir lo ishtu yayin is talking about klei zemer. It's talking about with a kli. And then now, tismu so gil ka'amim, asers even with a mouth. And what was so surprising about the Shitas HaRambam is that b'mana is also b'chol gavna, and b'peh is asur ala yayin. With a kli is always asur, and b'peh is only asur ala yayin. Now, problem is that the Mishnah said asur is based mishtos, asur is ala yayin. And according to the Rambam, it must be b'peh. According to the Rambam, that Mishnah must be talking about Bepeh, because only Bepeh is Asur Alayayin. Because with a Kli is Asur B'chol Makom. So how then does the Mishnah bring a Makom for the Yisr when the Pasuk of B'shir Lo Ishtu Yayin? Which the Gemara says is talking about a Kli. So in other words, the Gemara says B'shir Lo Ishtu Yayin is talking about a Kli. And the Rambam learns the Pasuk that it's talking about Bepeh. Because B'kli is Asur B'chol Gavna and B'yayin is only Bepeh. It's only Aser vocally with wine. So the Rambam is mamish going against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's going on base mishtos. Shiloish to Yayin. The Gemara says that's talking about with a Kli. And the Rambam says a Kli is Aser b'chol gavn. In every case. So according to the Rambam, it would come out that the Mishnah is talking about, if the Rambam goes with the Gemara, it would come out that the Mishnah is talking about with a Kli. Is Aser only Aliyayin? But the Rambam says that a Kli is always Aser. Only Bepez Aser Aliyayin. And then when the Rambam says the Yisr of Ashir, Bepez, Bebez HaMishtos, the Rambam brings the Pasuk V'shil Eish to Yayin. The Gemara says that Pasuk is talking about a Kli, not about a Pe. So how does the Rambam bring the Pasuk about Shilo Ishtiyayin, Al Shir de Puma? When it's talking in the Gemara, what about a Kli? And also, how's the Ram going to learn the Mishnah? Ram says the chilek between Beis Mishnah and Stam Shira, because Bepeh is also the Beis Mishnah and that Stam Shira. His Mutter Stam Shira is Mutter Bepeh. So, how to say in the Mishnah, but Shem and Beis Mishtos? More Beis Mishtos. It's also, there's also an Isser Klei Shir from this Pasuk, so it's not only Beis Mishtos. So how can the Mishnah limit it, according to the Rambam, to Beis Mishtos, when the Isser is talking about Zemer, and it's always? And Kahena V'Kahena, we ask Kashas in the Rambam, so you can listen to the first Shir and get more of those. But now we're going to come to say Pshat in the Rambam. Siyata Dishmaya. Again, we've been learning along with Moreinu Rabbeinu. Moreinu. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So he says as follows. Nira She'en elu beiz gidrei isul shoinim umit beiz koi. Poshpshat in the Gemara is that B'shir Lo Ishti Yayin and the other Zach and Al Tizmum Sol Gil Ka'amim are two different isurim. In two different psukim. However, you shouldn't learn like that. Don't learn like that. Ela sha'akol isur echad shel shimush b'klei shir. Kevan de pe eino kli shir, the name of shenesar shimush bo. It's all one iser. What's the iser? Marav Rabbeisai, the Gemara and Mishnah are asering shimush b'klei shir. That's the iser. The iser is shimush b'klei shir. And since a pe is not a kli shir, therefore it's a mutter shalom b'beis hamishnah. Because we are asering shimush b'klei shir, peh is not a klei shir. Just the chiddush is that b'beis hamishdeh the peh is a klei shir. Oh, zenekudas hachiddush po, zenekudas hateretz barama. That in a beis hamishdeh, the mouth is transformed into a musical instrument. That's what we do. What is a mouth used for at a beis hamishdeh? To sing. So at a beis hamishdeh, mouth is a musical instrument. Because at a beis mishteh, you have a mouth to sing and to drink. And then the peh becomes a kli shir, and the shimush is aser. And that's what it says in our sugya, then the pasuk of Shel Shlu Yayin. You would have thought that only a kli is a shir and a kli shir. You might think that only a musical instrument is a musical instrument. That's what you'd have thought. Kamash malana tesra gil ka'amim. That it's not tali b'kli, it's tali b'simcha. Shebisha simcha, everything is aser, because even the mouth is a kli shir, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. Shebapum l'shel aspasiyinus, that in when aspasiyinus, when Vespasian came to siege Jerusalem, batel hashir mi beis hamishtos. In other words, batel legamre. There was no shir be beis hamishtos legamre. It's true. It's true. Shir is batel mi beis hamishtos legamre. Because meaning, even verbal, even vocal singing, that's also included in the Yisr of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. And therefore, Rambam brings the Yisr, Al Shir Bepeh Beis HaMishtos, from Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Why I think Gemara is talking about a Kli Zemer? No. Maskanas HaGemara, we answer all klei shir. And the question is, when is it considered a klei shir? So a klei shir is a klei shir seder, an instrument. Everybody knows what an instrument is. And the chiddush is that kamash malan in the Gemara, that in the Mishnah, when it says that batel mishtos mi klei shir, but batel shir mi beis mishtos, it's talking even about singing. That's why the Rambam brings it about singing. It's talking even about vocal. Because there, in the beis mishtos, that turns into a musical instrument. After the Gilui of the Pasuk about Tismol Gil Kamin, we see that, so it's Tali B'Simcha. And a Beis Mishal is a place of Simcha, so then it's Aser. So even your mouth, is you can be Magdil it, you can find it as a Klei Shir. Shebezem is Svara Naktinan, She'enu Elav Beis HaMishteh. So there we learn the Svara, that that's only in a party house. Because then in a party house, the tafkid of the peh is to sing. That's why I bring the pasuk shalosh to yayin. So the yisod ha'yisir is b'shir lo yishtu yayin. And now Tismach Yisrael Gil Kam is telling us that it's tali b'simcha. So whatever is going to be simcha is aser. What's simcha? Any type of kli zemer, any type of kli shir, a peh with music, and a peh with wine, in a beis mishteh, and a kli zemer without. A kli zemer, even without a beis mishteh. So this pasuk, when it says the Gemara, email, what I mean, ani mili zimmer demana. If it would have just said from the pasuk of Bashir lo yishtu yayin, you would have said that's only with a kli. That's what you'd have thought. Aval the pumashari, with your mouth is mutter. Kamash yisol asal gil ka'amim, that with your mouth is aser. But where with your mouth is aser? With your mouth is aser is only in a mishta yayin. And a klizemer, it's pashut that it's us. L'chein shabir b'ol sam mishak, so this has something where it brings that pasuk. And that's why Marukva brought that second pasuk. Marukva brought that second pasuk. Even answer shaloba beis hamishkan. Because according to the Rambam, a kli zemer is aser b'chol matzif. So he's telling you that anything that's defined as simcha. So that means a kli zemer, no matter what, and a peh, the beis hamishkan. So it's really one Isser. These two psukim are one. And what's the Isser? Shimush b'klei shir. And this shtim is what we were talking about before. We were talking about the Isser of Taras Chasanim and Taras Kalos. Is it an Isser in the Gavra, which we saw Taras Chasanim, and the Kalos an Isser in the Kli? So this is the same category of Isser because of the Churban. So this is an Isser Kli. What's a kli? A kli is a mouth and a beis hamishta and a kli, even if it's not a beis hamishta. L'chem pshita le'la Rambam. She iser she aser shimush there, b'chol gavna. Akrat tala b'yainim it said orchad milsa she sham yeshnam klei shir. Therefore, it's pashut the Rambam that it doesn't no matter what. You're not allowed to use any type of klei shir. And why then does the pasuk say yain? You're not allowed to use any type of klei shir. So why does the pasuk say dafka yain? So the answer is. Because that's Orcha de Milsa. Like the Bach writes, the Rashid is that any type of music is aser. Some people pass him like that. We had a shir for the bass and the tshuva, the Kozim of Gareva. But he says, don't listen to music no matter what, unless it's mamish for a fuah. But a lonely woman, sitting at home, no one's around, nothing to do, don't put on that record player. Because according to those shittas that are called aser, that the Bishop Shir Loishtu is lav dafka hechay Orcha de Milsa. The Rambam holds that it's always us. Why does it say Yain? Because that's Orcha de Milsa. So you don't need a special pasuk on Klei Shir Shelo B'Beis HaMishta. That's pasuk. What do you need the pasuk for? B'Shelo Yishtu Yain. That when there's wine or when there's wine around, this is considered a Klei Zemer. The mouth is considered a Klei Zemer. That a klizemer alone is aser is pashut. Pashut that that's included in simcha. So for all the kashas in the Rambam. Rambam was correct in saying bepeh is aser because of shiloh yishtu yayin. And we understand this chilik between bezemer and bepeh. Bezemer is always aser, bepeh is not. Where does the makor in the Gemara? The answer is that the Gemara is asering klizemer. And if it's at a wine party, then it's going to be aser. If it's at a wine party, then the peh is a musical instrument. And if it's not, if it's not a wine party, then any musical instrument is aser. But the point of the pasuk is, but the pasuk of Shiloh Yishtu Yain is answering Klei Shir. Answering Klei Shir. So what do you need a pasuk to answer Klei Shir with Yain? So that's Orcha de Milsa. And we're talking about Peh. So then that's the only, what's defined, that's what defines it as a Klei Zemer. the fact that there's yain involved. That's a possible mahalach in the Rambam. And I looked around, so loads, you know, loads and loads of sfarim. Talk about this halacha and this Rambam, but it's not hard to find. A lot of times, a good kasha, and I look around. You know, we have today technological means to look around. A lot of times, very frustrating that you just don't see anybody to give a good hesper. You know, you really, really start kasha, and then sometimes people throw things out at you. But when I learn the Torah, Rambam, I'm like, you know, usually floored. You know, it's each time it's a grand slam. So that's. Okay, we still have a long road to go, my rabbi say. Baruch Hashem Ziyad Dishmaya. The fasting will over the fast lasting with the faster. So moving forward to Mr. Hashem to continuing and sing wonderful with Torah Hashem. And thank you so much for listening. And then Mr. Hashem, we will continue next time. And Bli Neder. And it's just awesome. Thank you for staying with me until here. Shalom, shalom, sweetest Mr. Lemon friends.